It's time for the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located in Dawson.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to the RA facility here in Marshall. We're at halftime. The Vikings leading 41-22 over the Canby Lancers. And this is Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. And Molly's got a special guest with us.
Hi, look at the
Molly, who do we have with you?
He's a look.
Who is it?
Hazel, my niece.
How old is Hazel? How old are you, Hazel?
Good.
How old are you?
2.5.
2.5. You're 2.5?
Yeah.
That's a big girl. Is she gonna?
Mama.
Is she gonna help us?
Okay, Hazel. Let's bring you back to Mom.
Okay.
She had her chance of fame.
Yeah, we have a little 5 minutes of fame there, so. Thanks, Molly.
I'll be back.
Yeah, you'll be back. Molly had her niece with her, so we thought we'd put her on the air a little bit, and she's a little out of control. Hazel is. But there's our future broadcaster. All right, halftime. Vikings 41, Canby 22. Let's go through the scoring for the Canby Lancers in the first half. Hannah Jellin has 4 points. All four of Hannah's points have come from the free throw line. Kaylee Johnson with 2 field goals, her 4 points. Ryan Hansen with 6 points. Charlotte Wright with a bucket. Maya Wenthe with 4. Aiden Bruns with 2. That's your scoring for the Lancers. For Minnesota, McKenna Yost with a free throw. Ireland Dawson with a 2 points. Natalie Rebecca hit a 3-pointer and had a field goal for 5 points. Jaren Ross with 2. Abby Ross with 2. And your leading scorers for the Minnesota Vikings is Molly's sisters. Abby has 14. She had 1 3-pointer to start the game. And then Morgan Hennon has 2 3-pointers and a bunch of buckets for 15 points. So Morgan leads the Vikings in scoring with 15. Well, after this game, we will have the La Capel Valley Eagles. The Eagles taking on the, can you hear me? Nope, there we go. How's that? Can you hear me, Molly?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, Molly's back. Got Hazel back to her mom, huh?
Yeah, she was pretty excited. Samantha didn't, her mom didn't believe me that she was on the radio for a little bit.
Oh, yeah, we had her on the radio. What was she doing, trying to sing or what?
She was trying to say, hi, Mom, I'm on the radio. Oh, gosh.
Well, she'll be our future broadcaster.
Yeah, that'll be her in 20 years.
As I was mentioning, the next game after this one, about 20 minutes after the conclusion of this game, we'll have another one for you. It's going to be a good one. The Lakeview Lakers taking on the La Capel Valley Eagles, Molly. And, of course, you're the head coach out of La Capel Valley. You know these girls well, don't you?
Yeah, I do. A lot of them play on the varsity and JV squad. So it's kind of fun to watch them and see how they are playing basketball. So it's kind of fun that I got to come here and watch my sisters play and then also watch some of the players that I coach for. So.
Yeah, but Lakeview of La Capel Valley, of course, they've played once this year. And La Capel, that was back on January 3rd when La Capel won by 20 points, 65-45. But that was a long time ago. Lakeview's a much different team.
Yep.
Right now, so it's number two seed going against the number three seed.
Yeah, I heard that La Capel shot really well that game, too, so hopefully they can come out and do that again.
And I had a Lakeview fan tell me that was the worst game they played all season.
Yeah.
There you go.
So that'll be good then.
All right. That wraps up our Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. We'll be back in a couple minutes. Vikings coming back on the floor here. They lead the Lancers 41-22.